Martin Konvichka and his merry men, disguised as IS fighters with fake beards, Kalashnikovs, a Humvee and a camel, riding into Prague's tourist mecca, the Old Town Square, disturbing the calm of an otherwise unremarkable Sunday afternoon.
Noor al Islam!
Mr. Konvichka, who's a leading entomologist by profession but was dressed in the white robes of an imam, told a small and curious crowd that he was bringing them the true light of Islam and non-believers would be executed. A prisoner in orange robes was supplied for the occasion, although police stopped the performance before she could be beheaded. Mr. Konvichka, whose event was approved by the city council, told reporters it was merely a publicity stunt to draw attention to the threat posed by Muslim migrants to the Czech way of life. Speaking later in a video uploaded to his YouTube channel, he rejected the idea that the stunt had caused mass panic, as claimed by the Czech and later foreign media.
So I've just experienced the occupation of Prague by Islamic State, and I'm sitting now in a pub looking at the media coverage on my laptop, and here's one of the dailies. They speak of panic, of people being injured, ambulances arriving. But if you look at our footage, then you'll see people who are maybe surprised, but definitely enjoying it. No panic, no ambulances, nothing like that. And if it hadn't been for a few hysterical do-gooders and Arab tourists who interrupted the performance, then the event could have ended completely without incident.
Certainly there was a bit of aggro, as enraged Czechs and some tourists exchanged insults with Mr. Konvichka's motley crew of nationalist supporters, whose number, at least on social media, is considerable. But within a few days, what had first appeared as a farcical piece of offensive street theatre was being condemned as a serious lack of judgment. A nearby restaurant, angered by his claims there had been no panic, released a video showing dozens of people rushing into the restaurant in fright, knocking over chairs and breaking glasses. Several were injured. Some of those tourists were Israeli, who no doubt had visited Prague partly for a respite from the fear and tension back home. The owner of a nearby kosher restaurant said he'd grabbed his gun and ran into the square to see what was happening. So perhaps Mr. Konvichka had a lucky escape. But some reserved their vitriol for the police for failing to stop it as soon as people started firing blanks from fake Kalashnikovs in the heart of the tourist centre. Communications specialist Josef Bolshka wrote an editorial condemning the authorities in the leading weekly Respekt.
To me, this is the problem of authorities, and that was the reason why I wrote my piece. This is not about Mr. Konvichka, who is aiming at getting as much publicity as he can. But if Czech police and if Czech authorities in general believe that this is a way how our country should be presented, and this is a way how to treat Czech citizens and tourists by allowing such things to happen in public, then I think it's a big problem. I don't blame Mr. Konvichka. Who I do blame is the police.
The police are currently examining the evidence to see if Mr. Konvichka should be charged with a criminal offence. The mayor of Prague has promised the official who gave the green light will be reprimanded. The interior minister has said the performance was an act of political cretinism, though he failed to criticise the police response. But ultimately, Martin Konvichka and his band of fake-bearded Islamophobes have had a week of free publicity, which is probably worth a small fine for breach of the peace. Rob Cameron, DW, Prague.